From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hey, fuckers, it's Christina Hutchinson
and Corinne Fisher. You are about to listen to a clip from our show, Guys, We Fucked, the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast. This week we have on comedian and podcast host Zach Amico. And if you want to hear more of the interview, head on over to luminarypodcasts.com, where you can get a subscription to us and other brilliant minds for Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, a bunch of them. For as little as $2.99 a month. And then I learned so much about you. And one of them is that you have your dick pierced.
That's the first thing that she was so excited to let me know that. I go,
I know. I've never talked to a guy with a, well, it's not a cock ring. It's a dick piercing. But what did you call it?
I have a 2-gauge Prince Albert.
Prince Albert. And now describe the process of getting a 2-gauge. Like what, how do you have to start and where do you end? And how far do you want to go with it?
And also mentally, where were you at?
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to stick with a 2 because as my piercer very nicely told me last time, with your anatomy, I would stop here, which was his way of saying, which was his way of saying you're out of dick.
And it's in the head. The head?
Yeah, it goes through the pee hole and out the bottom of the head.
Okay, out the bottom. Okay, got it. Is it a ring?
Yeah, it's a captive bead ring.
Okay, and that, and when you put that in and out of a vaginal cavity, it don't hurt?
No.
Wow. No, it's smooth stainless steel. Okay.
Now, is this something that you just, like, once you're pierced, you just keep it in for life, or can you take it out?
And I could take it out if I wanted. At this point, I've had it since I'm 18.
Wow.
So it does feel like part of me. Like, I feel weird without it.
Okay. Yeah. What inspired you to get it? What factors?
I've always wanted one since I found out you could do that. I saw the movie Strangeland.
Okay.
When I was like 14 or 15, which is a movie directed and written by Dee Snider, the singer of Twisted Sister.
Yeah, I know him well, yeah.
Where he is a killer that meets people in AOL chat rooms, and he is obsessed with tattoos and piercings, and he gives a guy an amphalang, which is a stud through the head of your dick.
Okay, a straight rod.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I've always wanted my dick pierced since then.
Wow.
I don't know why.
So when you're going to get your dick pierced, like, are they numbing the dick?
Okay, so I've actually had my dick pierced twice.
Ooh.
Once when I was 16,
ooh,
I went to one of the fake piercing places that looked like a t-shirt or sunglass stand on St. Mark's.
Uh-huh.
And then they take the wall back, and there's a piercing shop back there.
Oh, boy.
I walked up and down the street, and nowhere would take me because obviously I didn't have ID. And this big African guy comes up to me. He's like, you want the body piercing? And he had a book.
Yeah.
And I, but he didn't do a Prince Albert on me. What he did was a surface piercing.
Okay.
So imagine if you just took a little of the skin on the bottom of the dick and kind of pinched it and put a ring through there.
But ouch! That
didn't
hurt.
Not that. I mean, yeah.
Seems like it's gonna that's gonna catch on something though.
It didn't. Really? It was fine. But unfortunately, me at 16 having a pierced dick in high school was not a good secret keeper.
Okay. Okay.
And I believe it was discussed at a band parents meeting.
What?
And I was not in the school band.
Wait, why did people care so much about your dick piercing?
Because I come from a nowhere town in Jersey where that was news.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was like, even in my town, which like it still has like, you know, 60,000 plus people, I once had a fake nose ring and it somehow got back to like regular school from summer school.
Wow.
Well, my mom's best friend called her.
Yeah.
And said she heard about it. And my mom called my bluff and made a doctor's appointment to prove that I didn't have it.
Oh, so, good call, Mom.
Check one, Alice Amico.
Yeah.
But then when I turned 18, the first thing I did was go get my dick pierced.
How pissed was your mom when she found out your dick was pierced?
I think we never officially confirmed it because we never went to the doctor.
Okay.
She made the appointment and called my bluff and I took it out.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, okay. That's wise.
But
that's
then
wise.
She recently has seen my dick in a movie.
Okay.
So she definitely knows it's pierced now.
Yeah. Take that, Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're a grown ass man now. Yeah. So you can do whatever you want. Now, it makes me wonder. So if a man such as yourself is not afraid, the idea of a metal steel going through your urethra and out the other side doesn't frighten you, doesn't deter you, that makes me think your fear response is lower than most people's.
No, it hurts and it's terrifying, but it's.
You like it?
I mean, it's thrilling just like any other body mod or seeing a scary movie or anything.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You know it's a pretty safe environment. The person's trained, hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, not that first guy.
No, not him. That was a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, he's 16 when you learn.
The second lady that pierced my dick was an angry lesbian, Spanish lesbian, the best kind.
Okay.
Wow.
In like a scully. And she went, did you piss yet? I was like, what? She's like, go take a piss because I don't want you to piss on me. Like, she was mad.
Wow.
She had a touch of dick.
She hated men. That's and, great. But that's it's a good job for
her. Yeah, she pierced my dick like this, like Michael Myers. And then you get it stretched. So, like, you start at, like, a 10 or a 12 gauge, and then slowly you get it stretched over time.
Whew, and that means the thickness of the ring.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about, the gauge. Because when I think of a gauge, I think of, I guess that's plugs. I'm thinking of plugs. In people's ears.
But it's the same concept.
Okay, yeah.
And what are you trying to prove with this bigger stretching?
I don't know. I just have always, I was like, that looks cool. And the farther I went, the more I liked it. Like, if the ring I had through my dick right now was in my face, it would be a distraction.
Wow.
From talking to me.
Right, okay.
Like, I mean, it's a distraction septum, not even seeing this.
If I had a two-gauge septum ring... You would have trouble talking to me.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Okay. I got to look that up. I got to Google what a two-gauge piercing looks like because I don't have a concept of it.
What town in New Jersey are you from?
Secaucus.
Okay. Oh, damn.
Because that's so funny because I...
It's a train transfer where people happen to live.
Yes, it is.
It's so funny. That makes sense because I don't think I actually knew that you were from New Jersey and I always just like people from New Jersey. I know everyone makes fun of it, but I just feel like they're better people.
We're wholesome.
Yeah.
Well, for sure wholesome.
I don't know if that's the word that I would have used, but unique.
Now,
interesting.
Someone such as yourself, I would pin as a sexual deviant. Am I correct?
It depends.
Just you're into fun sex stuff.
You like pain because you also like to do the thing or watch the thing where people are putting hooks in their backs and just hanging out.
Yeah, literally.
I tend to run with a crowd of fun people.
Do you know anybody personally that's done the metal hooks hanging from their back skin?
Oh yeah, no, my best friend does that. That's like his. He does music video production. And he has a lot of that in it.
Yeah.
And then tons of friends. I helped out with a bar crawl for like 12 years. And that would be one of the things that happened at the bar crawl.
A guy would get hung by the skin of his
back
by hooks.
There's different like groups that do that.
Yeah.
They're called suspension crews.
Right.
And they're all certified.
Well, it's part of the BDSM community.
They all get, medical training.
Right.
And so I've been to a million events where people hang from the hooks. I don't know. I have no interest.
Right. So do they get, are they hard when they do that?
boners?
No.
Okay. Is no, it
they
sexual
say it's more
or...
like meditation.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
So, question though, if you wanted to do it, like,
could anybody do it?
Is like the.
You pay for it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But like.
Does your body weight, like, is there a certain. Like amount.
I would need more hooks, yes.
Well, oh, but, so you need more hooks.
But you're, yeah. So you more hooks, but like you're, because that's just to make it like even amount of weight on each piece of skin.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, no, they always tell me that there was a guy who was about 450 who did it. But
450 pounds, wow.
Yeah, but I'm not deterred by my size. It's just I have no
you
interest
just don't
want to
do
it.
Yeah.
I've hung a six pack off my dick. At Skankfest last year, I hung an iron off my ring.
Oh my God.
Why, Zach?
Wait, how is your dick skin is that strong?
Yeah.
Did it make your dick bigger?
No.
Oh.
I got nothing on that.
So there's a pack of six beers hanging off your dick, and did it hurt?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
No.
But it's the thrill of it.
I had a dominatrix that used to fill up, she would hook a gallon jug to it.
Your
and
dick
ring. Slowly
ring.
Fill it up. Oh, so God. That I couldn't jerk off until she took it off.
Well, okay, I could see that's fun, I guess. I guess. Oh, God damn.
So, like, pain and fear, that's like, elicit a response in your system.
I think it's just...
It's an adrenaline
it's
rush for sure.
It's fun to be a pervert.
I mean, I agree. I
love being a pervert.
I like
but
a little
six-pack from your
physical
dick.
Pain, but that seems like more... Okay, like just thinking of, like...
Hit me in the face.
What
know?
If I just, like, hung it on, like...
From your pussy?
The out part of my vagina.
Do girls
how strong
do that?
Is that skin?
I'm sure there's... I'm sure somebody... It's that rule, right? Like, what is it? Rule 40? So, like, whatever you think of, somebody's done it in a porno?
100%. 100%. Well, now that, like, the internet is a very crazy place and you can... Yeah, you can... Oh, so can you... When you have sex, do you got to zhuzh it up?
No.
You just have you like having all kinds of sex?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So what's your sexual career been like from beginning to end? Like what?
Well, I'm married, so I'm the jersey's in the rafters now.
Okay. But when it wasn't, how did you first discover sex? When's the first time you saw a titty? Give me some of the hits.
Late bloomer. Definitely like kept away from any hormonal thoughts. Grew up without a door.
Oh,
yeah.
On purpose?
I don't know. My house didn't have doors.
No doors ever.
That could be religious, or that could be white trash.
Yeah.
Apartment above a machine shop. That was my dad's
white
shop.
White trash, yeah.
Yeah.
As somebody who's also white trash.
My parents' room had like a sliding door, and that was it. No other doors in the house.
Weird.
Not even on the bathroom.
Bathroom door.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So no other rooms had doors.
Yeah, no other rooms had doors.
Do you have siblings? Open.
Nope.
Okay. It's just you. Wow.
Just you and your parents fucking behind a sliding door.
So that would make me not want to jerk off. I mean, ever. Unless they were
late
home.
Bloomer didn't.
How late?
13, 14.
What? You didn't get a boner until then?
I didn't start jerking off till like 12, 13.
I mean, I think that's great.
What's the norm? Like 10?
Yeah, I have friends that start jerking off like 9, 10.
Yeah.
Started catching blowjobs early. Didn't get laid.
Catching, huh?
Yeah, catching little brains.
How?
I'm only going to call it that from now on.
Catching blowjobs?
Yeah, then didn't get laid until I was like 17.
Yeah, but you got some beeges.
Yeah.
Beeges.
Yeah.
It's so funny that you think that's like just 17 to me is like totally
so
normal.
Not late. Yeah.
Like not late. Like I thought you were gonna say like 23.
When I think of the fact that I lost my virginity at 15, I'm like, oh my God. That's not good.
Because when you meet a 15-year-old now, you're like, that's actually pretty gross.
Yeah. Yeah, it's disgusting. Did you enjoy that clip, guys?
Isn't he so funny? Isn't he a little wildlife?
He's spooky. He's spooky and funny.
You're going to head on over to luminarypodcasts.com where you can get a subscription to amazing content like this, as well as Lena Dunham's podcast, The C Word, for only or as little as $2.99 a month.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.